Good morning, Patriots. And it is Sunday, July 11th. Amazing. Man, how quickly this month is already going. It's going to be done before we know it. Top of the hours, a couple of public service some announcements. Obviously, Bard's Fest. It's the 26th to the 29th in St. Charles, Missouri. Two locations, one mission. All the mission is to bring God and glory back to this nation. Two locations, 9 miles apart. One is at the Family Arena. Two is in the drive-in St. Louis. The tickets for the Family Arena have gone on sale. Tickets for the drive-in St. Louis are going on sale later this week. Tonight, if all goes well, the first promo video will be released at the end of the show. And it will be on YouTube. And tonight, we'll be live streaming parallel platforms tonight on YouTube and Podbean. So get ready and get buckled up because we're starting to push it now. Here we go. This is going to be one of the greatest events in human history, and we pray that it will be the largest revival ever. And it's much greater than just a revival. This is not just a celebration of God, and it is. That's huge. And bringing Christ to people's hearts, that's huge. It's also just the celebration of all the glory and this nation and this blessed land, and to leave people with really a vision of where to go and things to do. This is Bard's FM podcast and the glory of all the Patriots on steroids, driven by the power of God, rocking your feet and shaking the world. So it's time. So we're working on getting some additional updates up on the website to help people make decisions. And we know some people are holding back because they want to see what day a certain speaker is going to do. Certain speaker is not going to go. Let me tell you something, Patriots. And I hear that, but here's the deal. Two events, 4 days. You are not going to be missing anything. It is going to be cram-packed. And if you're waiting for one speaker or the other, you're going to miss one speaker or the other because they're not all going to be on one day. We're going to spread them out intentionally over a few days. So get your tickets, get ready, enjoy. First day in the opening ceremony, and in the evening, we are blowing the 300 shofars, two locations. On the second day, it's going to be a cram-packed day of just speakers and performances. Third day, same. Fourth day, speakers, performances at the end with some big headliners each day, and also sermons each day. Indoor, outdoor. The outdoor arena is going to have similar things, but obviously if you've got kids and family and all of that, it's much more driven towards that in the outdoor, and that's what you'll see. So this is exciting. Lots of things going on. You're going to love it. Get your tickets, drive and go. Next public service announcement, MyPillow, which has contributed now over $70,000 to Bard's Fest. An incredible support from MyPillow. Patriots, get on over there and support one of America's greatest companies, period. Mike Lindell is almost single-handedly funding a lot of this revolution we're facing, and he's doing it because of our great support for him, and he's giving back in a big way, not just to events like Bard's Fest, but also he's supporting with his rallies, with his TV platform, with his social media platform. I mean, he is moving his little fanny everywhere. I don't know if that's the right term, but you know what I'm saying. He's getting everywhere. And he's got his My Slippers on, and he's running around with My Slippers and kicking people in their My Butt to get them going. So get on over there and support him. On Friday, the 27th, Mike Lindell is going to speak. And we're having the Slipper Revolution Day, the celebration of Mike Lindell's great support for America. So we need you to be there with your My Slippers on and have your My Slippers ready to celebrate. So you get on over to MyPillow. You use the Bard's code, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, promo code. Use that if you're saying like, yeah, but man, come on, Bard's. I want to talk to a real person. We got you covered on that too, because you can call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. Use the same promo code, Bards, and you can get promo discounts on just about everything on the site. So get on over there, support MyPillow, Mike Lindell, great company, support America, support Bards Fest, all those great things with one little promo code. It's called Bards, B-A-R-D-S. Spread it wide, Patriots. We need this. We want to see a million Patriots wearing My Slippers by the end of by the time Bards Fest starts. 1 million Patriots worldwide. That's what we want to see. All right. There you go. Public service announcements now complete. Thank you for your time and listening. You have now been programmed to do exactly as you've been told to do based on the many efforts and efforts to make you think deep and use your dollars as a weapon system. Buckle up, Patriots. We are at war. That was my disclaimer. Hope you liked that one. That was pretty good. Okay. Here we go. Right off the top. You really can't make this up. And it's time for the door knockers to solicit and tell you that you need to get injected. Be the government wants to know your business. And you better be suspicious of the fact that somebody's probably leaked your HIPAA data. If you've been dumb enough to go out and get injected, I pray for you. We will pray for you at the end because you're probably going to turn into a lizard head. But besides that, door knockers have been empowered to go out and ignore no soliciting signs. You might want to put some no trespassing signs up and inform them very clearly that if they cross your lines on your property, they will be treated as a criminal. And you have a right to citizen's arrest somebody who violates those signs, and I would make sure they understand you cross those lines, they will be arrested on your property. Do not play games. This is a war. We are at war with our government. Our government is a tyranny. By the definition of the Declaration of Independence, it is our duty to overthrow this government, and we will. Period. End of story. We are a government right now that was originally built on the foundations of In God We Trust. In other words, moral law. God gave us certain inalienable rights. The government can never take them away. And yet here we are. We have a hand puppet for a president. We have a hand puppet. Well, worse than that, we have somebody who defines getting to power as sleeping on his, her back. Probably was a he before it came a she. One of those running as a vice president. It's despicable what we're seeing. Literally, it is the patients of the insane asylum that are running the entire country. And most of them are pedophiles or psychopaths. So we have to begin by understanding, and you have to get in your head that this is a war, not just a war for your freedoms, but it's a war for the very principles in which God gave us the right to exist. They want to erase God from this nation. They want to erase your right to believe in God. They want to remove your right to have a free choice, part of what God gave us as freedoms. They are pushing for an absolute control over your life. And if you are weak enough to comply to them, if you are dumb enough to start answering questions from them, you are feeding the beast. You need to look at these people that are coming to your door as little more than Lucifer's agents, because that's all they are. Listen to some of these headliners. Or some of their guidelines. If you're nervous, it's okay. You don't need to have all the answers. This is all related to door knockers and the injection. Inform, don't convince. Ignore no soliciting signs. Knock and then back up. Use your script. Leave a flyer even if they're already vaccinated. Attitude of a golden retriever. Memory of a goldfish. Report on your work. Have fun. In other words, track these people down. Find out if they've been injected. If they haven't, mark their names so we can come later with FEMA camps and round you up. That's their thinking. It's not going to happen. That's what these people think. I want you to understand who these Luciferian agents are coming to your door. They are hand puppets of a fascist government. A government that has now seized control of a government of by and for the people is now driving a fascism into your doorstep. This is unacceptable in any terms. Unacceptable. Matthew 7:15-16. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? These are ravenous wolves. I don't care what niceties they tell you. If you're sitting there going, oh, honey, there's a nice little person at the door. They just want to know a little information about the injection. No, you don't engage with these people. And if you do, you engage with them some simple words. Please leave my property. But sir, please leave my property. But sir, we want to know, please leave my property. No, don't put that flyer on my door. If you touch my door, I'm going to slam you down on the ground, speed tie you with handcuffs, with my speed ties, and I'm going to hold you here until the police gather here. You have been warned. Get off this property. Make sure you film them if you do answer the door. Keep video evidence. This is war. Patriots, we are dealing with this is a war of the worst kind, because it's a war that's intending to divide us. It's a war that's now intending to pressure you into becoming part of them. This is a bifurcated world. We are no longer one as people. Not that we were very much together as people before, but there is a very clear line. And if you look very clearly now, you see the division. It's like a freeway in between us. The freeway are those that have chosen the pathway of fear. And through the pathway of fear, they've accepted the worship in the God of pharmaceutical, and they've accepted salvation through the injection of a needle substance, a substance through a needle. That is their choice. We are going to continue to work with them. One thing to remember, if these people come to your door, make sure and pray for them. And as you pray for them, remind them of what happens to false prophets. Deuteronomy 18, 19 to 22. And whoever will not listen to my words, then he shall speak in my name. I shall require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, hear that? That same prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how may we know the word that the Lord has not spoken, when that prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word that the Lord has not spoken, the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you need not be afraid of him. These people don't have a God in their heart. So there is an opportunity, obviously, to pray for them when they come, if you want to waste that much time. But they are Lucifer's agents. Don't kid yourself. And while we can also tell ourselves, well, maybe if we can save a few of Lucifer's agents, maybe, that's right, maybe if we save a few of Lucifer's agents. Maybe not, too. Because there's a point here that's pretty important, is that we are at a point now when people have made their mind up of where they want to be. Our greatest thing about our homes is to make sure that we understand that they are God's gifts as a sovereign space for us to live in and to choose the way we want to live. We need to strengthen God within our homes. But these are people now that are roaming around seeking to drag you into the pit of hell with them. A bifurcated world. They are following the path of false prophets. They are following the path of false teachings. And they're being reinforced as well by false churches. Do not kid yourself. If you're going to a church that's pushing this, it is not the church that God would bless. It is a church that should be closed, and it's a church you need to leave. Don't participate in it. God did not ask for people to be injected. Do not follow these false prophets. If you give these people any sort of indication of information, anything you use, they will document and it will go into the government database to track you. Just ask them to leave. That's all it is. And pray for them as you send them on their way. Do not accept anything they give. They will do everything they can to provoke you, to prod you, because these people are Lucifer's agents. And Lucifer's agents don't listen to rules. They avoid rules. They disrespect your boundaries. They see for a world just as it was in the beginning with the fallen. Remember this. This is so important. There was, as the book of Enoch, and no, it is not in the Bible. The book of Enoch is the extra readings. It is worth reading because in there we read of the fight between who we call Lucifer and God, and what was the critical difference in the way they saw the world. God wanted his children to have free will to make the choice of coming back to him. And in so doing, in making that choice and coming back to him with their free will, they would then receive his full inheritance. However, Lucifer's angels and the fallen wanted man to be told how to worship, to be dictated who to worship. And hence it was them. Here we are, patriots. You're seeing it right before your very eyes. This Luciferian puppet masters that are ruling this government now. They are seeking to force you to worship their way, their God, them as part of it. They don't want you to have free will. Notice the treading line that they walk here. They're trying to convince you to choose their way, to pressure you to use their way. Free will is not being stolen yet. Free will is being pressured to have you use it under pressure, knowing that most people are weak because not enough people have Christ in their heart and stand firmly on the grounds of God and the strength of that. This fight begins with your strength within you in the love of Christ and the love of God. And when you have that strength, nothing they say, nothing they do will affect you. There is no fear, there's no trembling, there's no anxiety, nothing. Don't make this thing into a big engagement. Don't try to get into these people's heads. You're not going to win. They're taking information. Remember that. And this is this next level of war. This is when now Lucifer is sending their agents into your home. This is a sacred, sacred attack. They know very well. They're hoping that you'll invite them in. If they have crossed into your boundaries of your home, they're now breaking that boundary of sanctity that you have in your home. This is up to you to hold that line, to keep your hedge of protection around your home. And you can't allow it in. These people do not have God in their heart. They don't worship God. They don't worship Christ. They don't put Christ in their heart. They worship this dark, fake Lord of theirs that's telling them that, oh, you must go convince people to become part of us. This is one of the reasons, I'll be very honest with you. This reminds me so much of the door knocking of the revelationist Christians in my when I grew up. You don't come with us, you're going to hell. You don't come with us, we're going to hell. Don't be this way. Christ is an acceptance of glory and joy within our heart. Those that want to seek a timeline on things like that, this is how this stuff gets fuel. And these people will justify a lot of their work for the same stupid things that other people did, door knocking to force people into the book for fear. They're doing the same thing. Fear is not a motivator of God. Fear is an evil. So it is time to get our fearlessness on the front line. These people, on one hand, feel free to pray for them, but they are agents again of Lucifer's little army. The world that we walk in now, as I say, is bifurcated. It's two worlds. It's a freeway in between us. And on one side of the freeway is this group of people that are now walking in darkness. And the darkness is an illusion. An illusory trap, I should say. The darkness is this piece of giving them hope now. They're dancing around. I've been injected. They're celebrating this. They come up to people boldly. They'll tell you, I've had the injection. You don't have to worry about me. You don't have to fist bump me anymore. I can shake your hand. Like, heck, I don't want to be transferred. They really believe in this false thing. Never, ever in this process of this injection was it said that this injection would protect them. Never. Never did it say it would create a protection from this virus, whatever this thing is. It's all made up anyway. It never said that, but they've heard that. That's the most amazing part about this. Get this injection. They've heard it will save them. Where does it say medically? It never said that. No one's ever made that claim. But they make the claim that some by the reverse. They'll say things like, oh my goodness, there's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough Delta now. Epsilon Delta is now breaking through the barriers of the injection that were put into your body. Epsilon Delta, red alert. Epsilon Delta, we've got a breakthrough. We've got a breakthrough. Shields up, Scotty, shields up. Breakthrough Epsilon Delta's incoming. They'll do anything to create this panic. And these people are so wrapped into this narrative that they can't even hear the foolishness of this stupid thing. So we are at a place right now where they're literally walking blind. They can't see the foolishness. We've broken from this. And this is why they're so fearful. They're fearful because they're looking. We're looking across at their world and we're realizing it's a complete lie. We're realizing that this inversion of a world that they created is an abomination to God's word. They understand that they don't have any control over us. And they're fearful because there's other parts of that fear for them that they're very aware of and why they're door knocking so much. Do you realize that there's, they varied on the estimates, but the most accurate, thing that I've heard so far is that we have been injected as a country at around 40%. 40%, that's pretty treacherous. But here's the darker side to that for them, is that it's 95% of the Democrats have taken the double injection. 95%. That includes, by the way, most likely, all the San Francisco gay men's choir that decided to threaten your kids. Many of which are registered pedophiles. Just thought I'd tell you that. If you have doubts on that, cruise on over to Gab, where they have been doing all sorts of great research on the people's names. This is the reality of where we live. So they're in a panic because 95% of their base took the death shot. 95% of the base injected themselves with the bioweapon. A bioweapon now that once they are out of the way, I hate to tell you, but they have no base. And what they have is a whole bunch of pissed off, God-loving patriots. We're not seeking anybody's damage. We've tried to do everything we can to save these people. And here's what's happened. In this process of us trying to save them, help awaken them, protect them from what's coming, this bioweapon, which they, what do? They mock us. They laugh at us. At a certain point, you're like, you know what? I'm sorry this is happening to you, but the only thing I can tell you is our faith has become stronger as you have walked into the trap of Lucifer's jaws. We will continue to pray for you, but now you are on a journey that we cannot pull you back from, because once you put this stuff in your body, it is not retrievable. You're not extracting it. That DNA changer is there to stay. That graphene that's causing your magnetism, it's there to stay. Those mechanisms that are within you that are designed to interact with the 5G wave, they're there to stay. It's not crazy science. And boy, does the mainstream media want to jump on that one, because they know every time you say it, they know it's true, and they are panicking because the whole plan all along is they could just get the public past 70%. They could control them all, persuade them all with just a simple update into your programming and make you feel good as that 30% of troublemakers was just literally rounded up and beheaded. No problem. But they don't have that yet. And our strength has to get more. We are digging into our faith, has to get stronger. And the one thing is that as we strengthen our walls, as we stand there metaphorically with one hand on the hilt and the other hand on a brick, as we rebuild and prepare for war, we are spiritual warriors in this fight that have to get stronger and stand up against this enemy. This enemy has no strength when it can't control us. And we are looking from the outside in now. We see this enemy's tricks. It's like seeing a magic trick in Vegas. And you're like, wow, that was pretty cool. And then suddenly you see what goes on behind the scenes. You see that the guy that was put in the box was actually taken out of the box and he was never there when they cut him in half, all that good stuff, right? That's what we're witnessing here. We're beginning to see the magic tricks of Lucifer's hand. All the little upside down twisting maneuvers that Lucifer uses, including agents to your door to convince you to come take a bioweapon. This is our greatest strength. Truth is strength. Truth brings things to light. And once things are exposed to light, they cannot become darkness again. False prophets right now are on the move. They're prophesizing for the destruction of God's children. They're prophesizing it with a smile. They're telling you the need to take this injection or something horrible will die for you, happen to you in the future. They're nothing but liars at your door. They're liars with the tongue of Lucifer. I can already hear the empathy hearts. Oh, I must pray for him. Whatever. Do what you want. You're dealing with Lucifer. And if you think that you're armored enough to get to deal with that, good luck. There's a time when we simply have to close the door on it and let it be, at least for a while. Unfortunately, where we are right now, these many that are drifting, and we are continuing to try to pray for them and engage them where the opportunity is. Our greatest strength is prayer. Our greatest strength is to pray for these souls. But they are looking to take more souls with them. So when you engage, if you engage directly, you better have your armor up. The one thing I'm going to tell you is this is a very real war, and it's a war to capture you and to trap you. Fearlessness is great, but like a soldier that runs into the middle of a whale of bullets, fearlessness is fearlessness that even with armor on, if you aren't careful, can get you killed. So I've told this story before, but I want to just do it as a reminder today of the type of warfare we fight. Staff Sergeant Fuga, an American Samoan, an amazing man, huge man, and a heart of gold. He was an embedded trainer for the Americans. He was working in Afghanistan. I got to know him a bit. He was working with a couple of the units I was with. As an embedded trainer, he had responsibility for training Afghans. And then he was assigned to different units as a result. In one of the firefights we were in, he's always looking out for Afghans, even in the middle of the firefight. He'd be waving them on and getting up and running. He was fearless, really was. Bullets flying, he's like, got to go get my men. He always wore his gear. He's a big man, had big plates, good helmet. But you're taunting death when you start doing things like that. I'm just telling you. So it was a firefight down in Panjway, and it was a fierce one. And as he looked behind, there were three Afghans. They were huddled down, shaking in fear. They weren't moving. They weren't getting out of the way of the ambush of the Taliban. So he ran in to get them, and he waved them on. And he got them up, and they started running back to the main body. Remember, he was wearing his armor. But one round found its way between the helmet and the neck plate. One round. Staff Sergeant Fuga was killed. Staff Sergeant Fuga had a daughter. Staff Sergeant Fuga this was just the beginning of what was going to be his third tour to pay off his home. That third tour of heroics sadly took his life. Patriots, I'm saying this because this is a very real fight we're in. I don't fear these things of what we're dealing with, nor should you. But do be serious about the consequences of what we're dealing with and you start to deal with Lucifer's agents. Keep your armor up. Don't taunt things unnecessarily. Follow God in your heart. Speak truth, pray, but don't seek the fight. Let the fight come to you as God gives it. This is one of the strengths that we have in this fight, is that we know that God is on the front lines. God is going to take care of them as long as we hold that line and keep our power of prayer up and our strength in our prayer and faith in Christ within us. We don't have to go into the fight on the offensive wielding the sword. We can go walking into the world with the offensive of the sword of the Spirit, knowing that as long as we're listening to God and how he wants to maneuver us, we're going to be fine. But when we start to run rogue and want to do our own option to prove things and let our ego get ahead of us and get engaged with people to try to prove something, your armor's down. And very easily, just like Staff Sergeant Fuga, you can take a round where you least expect it. So be smart in this fight. Being smart in this fight means let God carry you in this fight. We're not here for our egos. We're above this. We're not of this world. Remember that. We are not of this world. We have Christ in our heart. We are not of this world. So keep that in mind. We have a mission here, and that's the mission to bring as many home as possible. And it's through Christ to the Father. And we want to put as many, get as many people to accept Christ in their heart through Christ to the Father. That said, when we get out there on that front of the spear, that tip of the spear, we have to let God guide us. Again, this is not about our ego. It's not about trying to prove something right to these people. That's not, these people are messengers, messengers of Lucifer's hand. You're not going to prove much of anything to them. Maybe you might get lucky with a prayer and pull one over, but that's going to take some work. Again, remember, you're dealing with Lucifer's hand. And if anybody understands Scripture, if anybody understands what the Bible's move is, Lucifer understands the Bible better than any of us. He knows how to twist it, how to turn it, how to use it against you. Don't be afraid of it, but be wise. And the wisdom comes from our relationship and prayers through Christ to the Father. That's where the wisdom comes. And it's there. You have to follow your heart. This is the thing I see, and I see this all the time. People will say, what do I do? Yes, no, yes, no. People, how many times do I have to say it? God is going to lead you. You have to pray and let God lead you and trust in that leading. You have to put your trust in God. There is no equation on this stuff. You don't set out a rule. Okay, everybody, let's do this. We're going to move right, shift left, put up. This is not the way we work. This is not that type of fight. This is why we have trouble here, is because people want to obey a simple rule. God gave us free will, but through God we find that strength. And in a fight like this, remember that God has so many pieces he's moving on the board at once for good reason. Because this is a multi-tiered, asymmetric counterfight that God is giving, and God's going to wipe this enemy out. But he needs us to trust in him. I'm simply reminding you that when these people come on your property, if they come on your property, one, they're trespassing, two, you have no obligation to answer anything from them. Anything you do engage with them is just like walking with the devil. He's going to pull and dig anything he can to try to get into your heart. So you better have your armor up, because these are not just people. These are agents of Lucifer's hand. This is about getting you to take the bioweapon and getting you to take the bioweapon because they know that they're behind quota. They needed 70% of the world injected, 70% of this country injected to control the masses. They're not there. They're a long ways from it. Now, if you're them, I'd be a little bit concerned, because their master, Lucifer, is angry. And they're panicked, and they're doing anything they can to try to appease their God. That 70% is more like 40%. And they know that the majority of that 40% makes up most of their ranks that are going to either be, well, in one way or another, will be affected by this injection. So when you're going to engage this, you need to be led by God and through the strength of your prayers. And the biggest thing is to remember is do not let them pass their doorway. First, there's nothing to talk to them about, in my opinion, other than maybe give them a prayer and send them on their way. But either way, know that whatever you do, it will be marked, it will be tagged, it will be put in a database no matter what you say. And if you pray for them, they'll know that you didn't take the injection. So don't worry about it, I guess. Be truthful. Lead with truth and lead with your relationship with God. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. That is Matthew 7:15. And it's, you just have to remember that is what we are dealing with here. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered by thorn bushes or figs from thistles? This is our time to begin this fight and test that relationship in a deep and wonderful way and trust truly in the Lord. And it will be glorious. And as we trust in God, we will find just how amazing He is. As we hold the line, put our trust and love in Him, and stand fearlessly in the face of this enemy. Because mark my word, they are an enemy. They seek to get to you. They seek to get to your children. And they seek to corrupt you with their ways. Because in their world, their God is the great God. But we know there's only one God. And it's through Christ to the Father. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we've come together. We are blessed in these times that we have the understanding of the strength of what you give us, the fearless ability to stand in the face of the enemy, and the ability to see clearly of what the enemy is doing and how they live. A world of inversion, Lord, you have set us from and set us free from. A world of inversion now that shows itself clearly as a world that we at one time were living within, but now we are set free. With eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord, we see the maneuverings of the enemy. We see how the enemy now in its desperate moves are now sending its agents to our door. We pray for the hedge of protection around each and every patriot's home. We pray for even the touching of a patriot's door, of a touching of one of your children's door, that shock of light will crack open these people's hearts and force them to reflect deep within of what they're actually doing. May you give us the strength of prayer as a weapon, Lord, to pray for these souls that come to these doors, to melt their hearts, to leave them with doubt when they leave, to doubt their ridiculous two-pennied God who thinks he's superior to you. Lord, let them be reminded and shaken that come to these doors carrying these messages of Lucifer himself. Let them be shaken by the understanding of who the one God is, the true God, you, Lord. And Lord, let us strengthen our homes and our souls with the power of Christ and the blood of healing that sits within us. Let us find those ways as they move about, as we move about, to continue to bring the light that will pierce the darkness and which settles in on so many's hearts. A light that will crack open even the smallest little space to bring light into these people's hearts that will again force them to begin to ask questions and not run from the truth, but to face the truth, to realize that they've made a mistake, but only through the acceptance of Christ in their heart will they find true healing and true salvation. Let them see how they have sought salvation from fear through a needle, injecting a substance that will completely corrupt your temple, Lord, a temple that you gave us to protect, a temple that was bought with a price. We pray, Lord, for this strength. We pray, Lord, for this time and this place, for every patriot here, not to waver, for us to remember why we are here, not by accident, but by your hand, to be here in this time for such a time as this. And let us never forget what that means, to stand truly strong within that rock solid foundation of faith with you in our back, Christ in our heart, and fearlessly as we push into this world, not waiting for you to fix everything, but us to trust in you and through you make our actions. It is only through that relationship, Lord, we know that we are going to be able to stand in this evil day. And let us stand. Let us stand boldly. Let us let that light shine through us. Let us rock the very soul of this earth and shake its darkness from its roots. And in so doing, shake that darkness in these many hearts that are walking around patriots, and to bring light again, your love again, into the children and the people of this land. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen. Armor up, patriots. Keep in prayer. Forewarning, if you're going to a church that's pushing for this injection and supporting these door knockers, you better pack up and leave. It's not one of God's churches. We're down to that sort of thing now. We have to start making hard choices. We have to make the choices of where we want to seek our worship. We have to seek the places of where we find the true word. Not consumed with business models of, not consumed with persuasions of. This time now is a time to stand strong. And there's a lot of Lucifer's agents around us. And there's fewer and fewer churches that are able to stand strong. We need to build the ranks that we have and strengthen the ranks that we have through prayer. Pray for those that are part of this stand against this evil. Pray for the temperance of the many patriots that are sitting here ready to take action against these puppets of Lucifer. Let God stay their hand. They were not there yet. Keep the hand on the hilt. Don't draw the sword yet. Only draw the sword of the Spirit. We have a long ways to go yet. A powerful time. And we will get through this. And even this shall pass. And God will shine his light on the many and guide us to victory. But we have to trust in him. I don't know where that goes, patriots. God led Jericho, led Joshua to Jericho. And we saw the power of prayer and the power of him in 7 days, and seven times on the seventh day collapsed the walls of the city. We also saw God raise the sword of the steel, not just the sword of the Spirit. I don't know where things go. What I know is now, what I truly know in our heart, is we have to give full trust to God to have him guide us clearly in this time. And that we have yet to really employ the power of the Spirit. We have not left that, we haven't maximized that fight yet. And when we leave the sword of the Spirit and we lead that with that, we are discovering the power of being true spiritual warriors. We are not of this world. And when we accept that strength and that walk in this time, we realize just how profound we are in this world, how profound our position is in this world, and why they continue to fear us so much. The injection end goal is to destroy our relationship with God, to make us part of their world and enslave us in their worship. Those that are of such a weak time, we may have to just let them go. But we are still a great fear to them, and that should give you great strength in your heart. They fear us. Don't fear them, and don't let them persuade you into their traps. It's through our strength in God, our relationship through Christ to the Father, that we are able to walk this path clearly, unwaveringly, humbly, and with the most amazing firmness and strength ever given to any mortal on this world. It is the strength of God and the love of Christ. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent, always press into this fight. This is an amazing time to live. Keep your prayers up. Bring that glory into this world through your prayers. God's glory, God's light. Let it shake and rock the darkness. Let it push the darkness to where it's like rats scurrying for cover. Because once the darkness is removed, there is no place to hide. God is with us. He will never forsake us. And in the end, we know, and they know, God will win. See you tonight for Expedition Cafe. We're going to parallel stream on YouTube tonight. So if you want to get over on YouTube chat, we'll be there. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we have our first promo release. I can tell you, I saw it last night. Promo release was done by none other than our great favorite Patriot, Duncan. He's doing all our video work for this. Duncan, a Patriot Transitions voice. It's great. It's a typical great piece of work by Duncan and Patriots. All the audio is being adjusted and refined by our most favorite music patriot, Brian Kahenic. It's an amazing piece. It's coming out tonight. You'll love it, and there's many more to come. So look forward to hopefully releasing that tonight. Definitely have Bard's FM or Expedition Cafe up. So that's going to be all Bard's Fest. For every Sunday night until Bard's Fest is going to be Expedition Cafe Bard's Fest. That's just that simple. If you've got some questions, drop them over in Telegram. We'll try to answer them, okay? So until then or until the next time, God bless and out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're riding your head. What the night knows.